Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshas Shelach, and my name is Aviva Presser Aden. The Jewish people are approaching the culmination of the Exodus experience, the long-awaited fulfillment of the promise to the patriarchs that their children would one day inherit the land of Canaan. They are camped right at the border when the now ominous words that open Parshas Shelach appear. Send for yourself men to spy out the land of Canaan, the beginning of the end for this generation. The men sent to Canaan come back with terrifying tidings. The people of the land are mighty and monstrous, they report. Among these inhabitants are the Amalekites, who had already clashed with the Jewish people at Rephidim. All in all, the spies' report is enough to instill dread and despair in the rest of the Jewish people. Caliph ben Yefune, representing the tribe of Judah in the scouting expedition, intercedes to reassure the people. He presents a counter-voice which declares that the land is indeed good, everything they had believed it was, and despite the odds against the Israelites, when they enter the land they will be victorious because God will be with them. The people tragically are not convinced, and God condemns the entire nation to walk the desert, living in the wilderness until the generation dies. No one of the generation that had scorned the promised land would live to see it. Kalev was exempt from the punishment of his generation. He is referred to in this text as Avdi, my servant, by God. Very few ever merit this accolade. In fact, in the Pentateuch there are only three, Avraham, Moshe, and Kalev. So what is unique about these three that they merit this rare form of praise? God explains Kalev's exemption from the national punishment as being because he had a different spirit and remained loyal. Loyalty is something we would expect of a good servant, but there are many in the Torah who are loyal to God, yet not referred to as Avdi. So it must be the first part of this description, the different spirit, a character trait not usually associated with servitude, which distinguishes these three individuals. Kalev's different spirit is a stark defiance in the face of unjust majority opinion, as he clings to God's promise regarding Canaan, despite its frightening inhabitants, the pressure imposed by the other spies, and the threat from the panicked community. A similar boldness is woven into the life stories of Avraham and Moshe as well. In the case of Avraham, the Midrash illustrates his disregard for popular opinion, and his own personal safety, when he faces Nimrod's fiery furnace rather than worship Nimrod's gods. Moshe, too, growing up as an Egyptian prince, first shows his mettle when he challenges the abuse of the Jewish slaves at great personal risk. The accolade of Avdi thus signifies a unique loyalty to God that involves the courage to speak out and act against injustice in the face of power, opposing popular opinion, or danger. Today, we can find ourselves in circumstances in which speaking out or acting in opposition to injustice can be difficult. Consequences of protesting established authorities or popular opinion can range from merely unpleasant looks and whispers to far more severe consequences, including loss of livelihood, loss of social support, or even death. Tragically, this latter extreme turned out to be the case for Betty Trujillo, executive director of Cactus, a former AJWS grantee that supports sustainable community development in indigenous communities in the Mixteca region of Oaxaca, Mexico. Recently, as a result of ongoing paramilitary presence, many of these communities faced shortages of water, food, and basic medical supplies. On April 27, 2010, Ms. Trujillo and 30 other human rights activists were attacked by the paramilitary group as they attempted to bring critical supplies to the people. On April 27, 2010, Ms. Trujillo and 30 other human rights activists were attacked by the paramilitary group as they attempted to bring critical supplies to the people. Ms. Trujillo and another member of her convoy were killed. Fortunately, most of us will never face this level of penalty for our defiance of authority. But speaking out or taking action against wrongdoing by powerful or influential parties, from supervisors at work to spiritual leaders, from unjust governments to corporate entities abusing land or people, is a challenging road often fraught with risk. Yet in doing so, and in supporting others with the courage to speak out and take action, we too can become avadim, servants of God.